This is the Tiger 102.75.
Finance Minister Apisak predicts Thailand will encounter slower economic growth in 2019, citing uncertainty from the trade war between the superpowers, the upcoming national election, and a slump in tourism as the key factors. He says we expect GDP growth for 2019 to be at least 4%. However, the economic growth for 2019 is expected to be slower than 2018. He was speaking at an event organised by engineering faculty alumni of Chulalongkorn University last night. He said, given that consumption and private investment are still continuously growing, we expect the economy to continue growing in 2019, but at a slower pace. You can read more about his comments at thetiger.com. Lawyers groups are slamming controls exercised by the junta over public freedoms. The junta's decision to lift the ban on most political activities appears to have benefited politicians in the run-up to the general election, but pro-democracy activists continue to languish in jail, fighting long, drawn-out court cases. In a statement on Tuesday, Thai Lawyers for Human Rights said that although Order 22 says the public gathering of more than five people for political purposes is no longer a crime, people accused of the crime are still having to fight it out in court. Hundreds of pro-democracy activists accused of violating the ban by holding peaceful gatherings against the regime have been fighting for justice in both civilian and military courts. Though the NCPO order lifts the ban on gatherings, it still states that any ongoing criminal cases related to the ban will not be affected. And Thailand's roads remain some of the deadliest in the world, but the kingdom has dropped from its previous number 2 position to number 8 behind a collection of backwater African states and other undeveloped countries. A new report by the WHO shows that the road safety situation in Thailand hasn't improved very much. The report indicates the death rate per 100,000 people in Thailand was still around 32.7 people. This ranks Thai roads as at least the deadliest in ASEAN and amongst the deadliest in the world. Only seven other nations fared worse than Thailand, whilst the countries with the highest road death rates per 100,000 population were Liberia, St. Lucia, Burundi, and Chad. The report, compiled using data from 175 countries, shows that Europe has the safest roads and the African continent has the worst rates. The Thai Foreign Ministry are working with French authorities to assist the wife of a Thai tourist who was among three people killed by a gunman on Tuesday night at a famous Strasbourg Christmas market in France. The Foreign Ministry's spokesperson says the Thai embassy in Paris had reported the death of a 45-year-old Thai and contacted his wife to offer help. The couple had just arrived in France and planned to visit Strasbourg and Paris. The embassy has been in close contact with police in Strasbourg and will provide legal assistance to the woman. The Prime Minister, Prayut Chan-o-cha, has hinted once again he may be ready to return as Premier after the February the 24th poll, a day after the ban on political activities was lifted. During his visit with cabinet ministers to northeastern provinces, General Prayut admitted he's now a full-time politician. He said, "I'm here today. If I tell you that I am not a full-time politician, that's not true because I've been running the country." General Prayut previously hinted that the Palang Pracharat party may be his preferred choice if he decides to become a prime ministerial candidate on a party ticket. He said he would naturally support any party with policies in line with those of the current regime. And the government's planning to revamp its medical welfare management system to ensure all citizens can benefit from existing healthcare funds. This from the chairman of a subcommittee on public health reform. He says that our goal is to ensure that every citizen has equal access to the privileges accorded by the government's three healthcare funds. The chairman was speaking at a seminar on Universal Healthcare Coverage Day. The seminar sought to discuss ways to improve the quality of healthcare in Thailand, finance the rising costs of healthcare in an aging society, and streamlining the country's healthcare funds. Under the plan, every citizen will be granted equal access to healthcare benefits, which will include coverage for treatment of illnesses such as cancer and kidney failure at state hospitals. The new plan will also give the managers of each healthcare funds the flexibility to confer additional benefits on patients.